program is sponsored by Shoreline Transportation Services and is responsible for its content.
Here in Ohio, homeowners, taxpayers, and business owners alike are facing the weight of ever-rising, unjust property tax. Because of this, it's time we come together to speak out, question, and demand change. From Citizens for Property Tax Reform, that conversation starts now. This is the voice of the people.
Well, good evening, everyone, on this beautiful, beautiful spring day. Welcome to Voice of the People. Voice of the People is brought to you by Citizens for Property Tax Reform. Citizens for Property Tax Reform is a local, grassroots, nonpartisan group seeking property tax relief for senior citizens and property tax reform for all Ohio homeowners. So I'd like to welcome all our staff here tonight, but first, the number one producer in the entire country with Salem Communications Style. How are you tonight?
Hey, Keith. I don't know who's making these stats, but...
Well, you know, you make it up as you go. And I'd like to say hello to Kyle Kutz. Kyle is one of our steering committee members that's still under the weather, and we hope that he's feeling better and listening in. So, hi, Kyle. We hope you're joining us tonight by radio. And before we start, I'd like to just give a quick shout-out to Dawn at Top Player Printing on Madison and Lakewood. And Dawn is one of our weekly listeners, and they do all our printing, Top Player on Madison. And they do a wonderful job. They give us some great rates, some great graphics. And so for all your printing needs, go and see Dawn at Top Player Graphics on Madison. So we have with us tonight our Media Relations Director, Beth. How are you, Beth?
Hey, hey.
Our son of thunder, Bill Homan, Homan Oil.
Good evening, Keith.
And our call girl, Connie, who's doing double duty tonight. She's doing our call-in numbers, but she's also doing our upcoming events. So what do we got coming up this week for the people in Ohio, Connie?
Actually, the first event that this, the next event this particular week is Thursday the 24th with Representative Nick Nantucci and Representative Dave Thomas. We'll be hosting an informal meeting at Cadence Coffee Shop in Niles, Ohio, at 31 North Main Street. On Friday, April 25th, from 9 to 11, will be Representative Tristan Rader. He will be holding an informal meeting at the Civilization in Tremont at 2366 11th Street. We also have on Saturday, we're requesting signatures at the Hungarian Reformed Conference Center from 1 to 3 p.m. That is 15300 Puritas. If you have any questions that you would like to call in, we have two numbers. One is 216-901-0933 or 888 677-9673. Again, they are 216-901-0933 or 888-677-9673.
Very good. And so also before our guest comes in, our website for our Citizens for Property Tax Reform is reformpropertytax.com. That's reformpropertytax.com. And Beth, we also have our group telephone number, our local number. Do you have that with us, Sarah?
I do. That number, and give us a call if you have any questions on, for about Saturday's event. On Saturday at the Lakewood West Park Conservative, I'm going to repeat this just so everybody's got it. It's a meeting of the Lakewood West Park Conservative Club at the Hungarian Reformed Church. Now, Conference Center. If you have any questions about that in particular, you can call us at our phone number, Citizens phone number, at 216-452-2961. Now, we're going to be doing a petition signing at this location on Saturday from 1 to 3. That's on Saturday from 1 to 3 at 15300 Puritas.
Very good. And also, before we get on to our guest. Bill, we do have a Facebook site, correct?
Yes.
And where can people go to see us on Facebook?
So on Facebook, Citizens for Property Tax Reform Ohio. Check us out on there as well. We always post plenty of events on there too.
Very good. All right. Well, I see our guest is calling in. Bill, why don't you introduce who we have on tonight?
All right. Tonight, we'd like to welcome Jeff Lehner to the show. He is the auditor for Ross County. Good evening, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Doing great. How are you?
Hi, Jeff.
Awesome. So, yeah, since we're on kind of a short time here, if you don't mind, I'll throw you some, start off with the first question for this evening.
Sure.
So, so give us a little bit of a background about the Pixel Paper Mill closing and how this is going to affect the property taxes in Ross County.
Well, yeah. So Pixel is the newest, latest owner of a paper mill that's been in continuous operation here in town for more than 200 years.
Wow.
And last week we had the bad news that they were going to be closing it permanently in this summer, the middle of June. And along with it, we're going to go about 800 jobs that the facility provides here in Ross County. But there's actually good news on that. You guys probably know this. Bernie Marino got word of it and personally intervened and sent
Bernie.
A pretty fiery letter. Yeah, Bernie, great guy, sent a personal letter to the guy that owns the private equity firm, or I guess one of the owners of the private equity firm that owns the paper mill, and had some questions about, you know, why are you doing this? Where did this come from? Were there not signs of this? And long story short on that, in the span of about 48 hours, they went from closing it in June to keeping it open through the end of the year. Opportunities for a new buyer or a new business plan or whatever is going to end up being are explored. So we're not out of the woods yet, but it's a lot better than it was, you know, last week, obviously.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Anyway, to answer your question, in terms of property tax, that facility itself, property tax-wise, wouldn't be that much of a hit to Ross County's local economy. The bigger problem would have been the jobs, of course,
right.
And the income tax revenue that went with it. But that's kind of what's going on there locally,
okay.
As it relates to what you're interested in.
So how many people did the mill employ, Jeff? Or does it employ?
At its peak, I don't know, maybe 30 or 35 years ago, it would have been close to 3,000. Today, it's about 800.
Oh,
so,
which is still a big
number. It's the decline of that industry. It is a big number. I mean, there's about 78,000 people here in Ross County to give some context. So, you know, losing 800 jobs in a community of around 80,000, yeah, that's a huge deal.
Right.
And
so
I
saw on Facebook, I mean, you've been very heavily involved in that. And so there was a post that you had on Facebook about some of the things that you've been trying to do and reaching out to other county people to try to help people directly or indirectly with paying their property tax through some reduction. Can you talk about that a little bit, that what some of the other options are out there for public officials to reduce what they collect?
Yeah, well, so I think what you're referring to, I sent a memo over the weekend to every Ross County fiscal officer, and there we're talking about the city auditor, the township clerks, the health district's administrator, Job and Family Services, all of those agencies or entities that collect the property tax. And I basically told them, you know, this is real. You know, we've got a problem in Ross County. And so, you know, my attitude is wherever you are, if you're a local elected official, you are tasked in Ross County with the responsibility of doing everything that you can to help make Ross County a place that somebody from the outside would look at and say, I would invest there.
Right.
And so for me, you know, I agree with you guys that we should not tax property in Ohio. But for as long as we do, I'm obligated to administer the county's property tax
right.
system. And so my message to all of them was, hey, take a look at your budgets, take a look at what you're carrying over year over year, and
right.
let's talk about whether or not you have an opportunity to cut your own property tax rate to help to send that message.
Gotcha.
That, hey, this is a place that's friendly to capital and friendly to investors.
So this is about carryover from
yeah,
year to year.
It is, and I think I shared with you guys that when I took office as auditor in 2023, I learned that the county was carrying over nearly 50% of its general fund balance from year to year.
Right.
And so for us, that was the basis of our what ultimately became our property tax cut, which we affected this year. But as we discussed last time, that's only one of, depending on where you live in Ross County, 20 to 25 property tax levies that are actually on your tax bill.
And the layers are incredible.
Not to put you on the spot, but do you realistically see any of those agencies giving up their cushion of this carryover? Gotten back with you?
I heard from one of Ross County's townships, Paint Township, which is western Ross County. I talked to their fiscal officer this afternoon, actually. Their trustees are very interested in this. So we talked about it. He said, how do we go about this? And I said, well, here's what you do. And they're going to take a look at their carryover figure. That's going to give us a dollar amount that they feel that they can responsibly and comfortably reduce. And then from there, you just figure out how many mills that translates to in terms of a reduction. So I've already heard from one. I expect to hear from others. In the meantime, we are waiting on a legal opinion from our county prosecutor in terms of what the Ross County Budget Commission is able to do independent of these entities, because there may be some who just say, no, we're not cutting anything. We don't have to.
Right.
And if that's your attitude, fine. But if the Budget Commission, which is myself as auditor, our treasurer, David Jeffers, and the prosecutor, if the Budget Commission has authority under the current statutes to trim those tax rates, you bet we're going to do it, because it's the right thing to do.
Good. Well, you've really been a leader down there. Did you have another question on that, Beth?
Yeah, I do. But it's going to be a bit of a difficult one, so I'm sorry to put you on the spot, Jeff. But
that's okay.
My next question is, so what is that? And I know it's not crazy big money, but on an individual basis, but what does that mean dollar and cents wise for the average homeowner there? Like, say you've got a $150,000 house that just as an example, what a mill shift would, what could someone maybe realize per year?
Yeah. Well, the tax cut that we affected this year was 0.7 mil, and that translated countywide to $1.3 million in total.
Okay.
Which I think, as we discussed last time, breaks down to $25 or so per 100,000 in value for a Ross County homeowner.
Gotcha.
And so, depending on where you live in Ross County, you're looking at somewhere between, say, 45 and maybe 70 mils that's charged to your parcel, depending on your school district, which township you live in, so on and so forth. And so you think about, if 0.7 mil translates to $1.3 million in tax savings, translates to $25 per 100,000 in value for a homeowner. Let's say we can quadruple that and we can find a way to trim, 2.8 mils as a result of what I've asked them to identify for us as potential savings. Well, there, you're $25 per 100,000 value now is $100 per 100,000 in value. So, you work the math and you do what you can. And I don't think we should tax property at all in Ohio, which is why I'm aligned with you guys.
Right.
But
and you've
as
been...
long as we do, let's do it as little as we possibly can.
Yep. Yeah, and you've been doing a fabulous job for us down there, Jeff, and I really appreciate it. And again, it's so nice to have an elected public official that's in charge of collecting property tax, being on board with us. But one of the things that I want to take advantage of your knowledge is we did a meeting in Middleburg Heights last week, and at all our meetings, the first question people ask us is, okay, if we eliminate or reduce property tax, how do we make up the funding, and what are the alternatives? So you really understand that. Could you talk about some of the alternative funding that's available for us to put into our toolbox when we talk to people on that subject?
Yeah, it's really not as complicated, I think, as a lot of people seem to think, or at least want you to think. You take the big three: property tax, sales tax, income tax.
Right.
if we no longer tax property in Ohio, it makes sense that you're probably going to look at an increased sales and or income tax,
right? Yep.
And so I can give you Ross County's figures. Now, your mileage is going to vary depending on where you are in our state. But here in Ross County, for an example, if you add up all of our township levies, that's the general fund levies, cemetery levies, road and bridge levies, and fire and EMS levies, 16 townships in Ross County, Ohio, that figure is $7.5 million annually charged to the taxpayer. Okay. That equates to about 60 basis points or 0.6% of Ross County taxable sales. So what that translates to is here in Ross County, we have a 7.25% sales tax rate.
Okay.
We could replace every single township levy in Ross County by bumping our sales tax rate to 7.85%.
Wow, that's not huge. Wow.
It's not.
What does that cover?
That's what I say. It's a matter of doing the math.
Right.
You know? And that assumes that we're only using sales tax revenue to replace that. What if the legislature authorized counties or townships or both to implement an income tax if property taxes are eliminated in Ohio?
Right.
And the reason the math works out that way, I've been talking to a lot of people about this for about a month now, is that you think about the base of taxable sales or the base of taxable incomes in any community. It is so much broader than the base of property owners.
Correct. Yes, right.
And that's the idea. You broaden the tax base in order to take less from everybody.
Yep.
There are trade-offs, absolutely. But the question is, what's fair and what are we willing to be taxed on in Ohio?
Right.
Well, it's also the benefit that you actually own your home now instead of just being forever in debt to the government.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I think I think the statute already allows school boards to put on a ballot a levy for funding based on income tax. I think we already have the ability to do that, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
So they could already do that. And again, you know, if we get creative, you know, I mean, when you look at that, and see, that's why I think instead of having the state collect all this money, which, you know, a big slush fund and dole it back out, like you're doing, we go back to individual counties. And then the numbers are not so overwhelming. So if you can do that with a sales tax in Ross County, so we do that here in Cuyahoga County, right? And maybe we get real creative and do a combination of sales and income tax, right? I think that the state legislature and the school board have just gotten so lazy over the years that this is just the easy, lazy way to do it, but we got to get more
Good
creative.
Lord, if that's the easy way to do it, holy cow. I mean, seriously.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
it's the most complex, cumbersome.
Well, it is for them, but for them, all they do is sit there and collect it.
Of a set of laws I have ever seen.
Well, no, it's too cumbersome.
Go through that. It's crazy.
So,
you know, the thing about property tax, the thing about property tax is this, is that because of the fact that the state mandates updates to property values every 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and real estate appreciates, as we all know.
Right.
What property tax does is that it provides for automatic every 3 year increases.
Right.
That are unvoted.
Right. Exactly. Right. They get a windfall.
So you're looking at it. Yeah. So if you're looking at it from a politician perspective, property tax is great.
There's nothing in it Yeah. There's no incentive for them to change it.
It keeps coming up, and you can reap the benefit of collecting more without technically raising the rate. All you're doing is saying, okay, value's going up, we're getting more. But this is something I've talked about with a lot of people, is that if they taxed 401k accounts the way that they tax property, taxing unrealized gains, every single one of them would get fired.
Right. Oh, they go. People go nuts. Yep. People go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So why do we tolerate it with property?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that's an excellent point, Jeff. That is an excellent point.
I love that.
We need to start paying attention to that.
That's a great talking point. Boy, I love that. Yeah. You know,
I'll write it down and send it to you.
Please do.
Could you? Hey, and by the way, thank you for all those signatures. How many did you send us today?
I really do believe that. I think we sent you somewhere around 250. Actually,
that's wonderful.
God bless you. You are made the rock star, Ross. Well,
thank you so much.
No. This was a team effort. I went to a coffee shop. And we had some people stop by at the house a Sunday afternoon, and so I collected what I did. But I had people who were helping with this who wanted to circulate some on their own. And actually, Keith, after I sent you that package this morning, a friend of mine texted me this afternoon and said his mother-in-law collected a bunch, so I'm going to have
one. Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much. Hey, I've got a call here. Looks like David. Is that from Arizona?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, can you hang on for a minute to take this call with us, Jeff?
Sure, I can do that.
All right, David from Arizona. Are you really in Arizona?
I am in Buckeye, Arizona, of all places.
Wow!
Wow, where is that?
Well, it's in the Phoenix, it's the West Valley of Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow! Well,
wow!
Thank you for calling. Yeah, what do you got?
So my question is, Jeff has an amazing ability to bring a subject like property tax to life, and it's fascinating, to be honest. I read yesterday, I think, about Mike Braun, the governor of Indiana, struggling a little bit with property tax. And I wondered if Jeff has any awareness of that and if he might be able to comment on it.
Well, thank you so much. We will take question
Boy,
to Jeff.
Hang in there. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for the question. And I feel like I have to disclose this. That's my dad, guys.
Oh, boy. I love it. You know, what a setup. I love it. You're good. Boy, you know what? You really are a rock star. I love it. Hi, Dad. Hi, Dad.
Hi there. Hi, Jeff.
Auditor and a comedian. Okay.
Well, I love it.
Oh, my goodness. So proud of my son. So proud of my son.
You should be. You did a good job, David. You did.
He's a good man.
Thanks, Dad. My mom and dad are faithful, loyal Buckeyes. They retired from their job.
Buckeye, Arizona.
What's it been, Dad? 5 or 6 years ago? Is that right?
Yeah, 6 years. 6 years, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm not aware of what Mike Braun's doing in Indiana. I do know that Ron DeSantis is talking about this in Florida.
Right.
And that's something that, and I've said this for a long time, really since the pandemic, is that, you know, you look at Florida's success, you look at Florida's economic growth, you look at Florida's just the culture of economic winning that's taken place down there over the last 5 or 6 years. And I've said prior to all this that if Florida's doing it, we should think about doing it because they're lighting the path.
How do they pay for that? They don't have income tax down there. So how are they going to shift the property tax burden, especially with what's going on down there with like the bottom half of Florida being kind of a nightmare at this point?
Hey, I don't want to interrupt, but we do have we only have a couple of minutes, and I got one caller. I don't want to cut him off. Is it Gaza from Cleveland? Gaza?
Yes, Gaza.
Gaza, what do you got there, Gaza?
There's something we're going to have to look at with the sales tax, since the state legislature under the Kasich administration decided to put a cap on sales tax in Ohio at 8.75%.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Good to know.
Yeah, that was rammed through under John Kasich.
Yeah, he ran through a lot of things that I don't like, especially
sure
with the homeowner's exemption.
I'd like to address that if I could.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes, so we got to talk real quick. And we're going to have you back again, Jeff. We just got to keep picking your brain, but go ahead.
Real quick.
Well, the thing is, anything that is done by the legislature can be undone by the legislature.
Exactly.
So
yes.
I would say to everybody listening, even you guys as the hosts, don't be captured by what's in the status quo, because the status quo can be changed. The reality is that politicians in Ohio have had 30 or 40 years now to address what's clearly at this
right,
point
exactly.
a very broken property tax system. And the whole reason I signed on to help you guys with this is that I really believe it's up to citizens to take charge of this issue and say, look, we're tired of waiting. We don't want to wait anymore, and we're going to do what we're able to affect some change here. And so in the end, if Ohio amends its constitution to eliminate property taxes, the legislature will have property taxes taken off the table as a funding source. Right. And that means they're going to have to get creative. And there's nothing wrong with that because they work for us.
Right, exactly. Right, creative is a word. No, that's great. And so I think we're done about 1 minute. Gaze, thank you so much for calling in. Please keep in touch and get on our website. Send us your email address, Gaze. Dad, I am buying my ticket to Buckeye, Arizona as soon as I get off the radio, coming to see you. Don't forget reformpropertytax.com, reformpropertytax.com, and our office number, 216-452-2961. God bless you all. Thank you, Jeff. You're a rock star.
Thank you.